My name is Karen Rudlin. This is the Miami Herald Friday Business Report. Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. All three counties have more people who speak foreign languages than the national average. We already know that here in South Florida, polling places offer ballots in English, Spanish, Creole, and that business is conducted in those three languages. But in recent years, it's Portuguese that has established itself as a new language of commerce. Carolina Pinho moved to South Florida from Brazil more than 20 years ago.
You know, I'm very proud. Maybe 10 years ago, very few people would be interested in learning Portuguese. It wasn't, or it still isn't like an international language, but in South Florida it is.
Pinho runs a school called CCLS that offers Portuguese language classes.
Oi, como vai?
Translation, hello, how are you? Pinho says enrollment in Portuguese classes is up, partly because Brazil is hosting both the World Cup and the Olympics. She has corporate clients like FedEx, Visa, and Univision.
Brazil is preparing for those games, and a lot of people want to do business, sell something, infrastructure, equipment, consulting services.
Are you starting to use your Portuguese already on the job?
Oh, he has a lot.
Alexandra Estrada is one of Pinho's students. She works in the cruise industry.
Because I have many people coming from Brazil, it's very difficult for me to communicate with them in English. Sometimes they don't know English, or they feel more comfortable talking in Portuguese.
Not only do locals want to sell their services in Brazil, they want to sell their products to Brazilians visiting South Florida. That's a suitcase rolling through Sawgrass Mills Mall.
It's very easy to find a Brazilian shopper. They are everywhere, and they have huge bags of shopping merchandise.
Despite the fact that Brazil's economy has cooled a bit, it's still customary for Brazilian tourists to visit Sawgrass, fill suitcases with purchases, and head right to the airport. Look at the mall's website. There's a tab for Portuguese customers. The largest Brazilian community in the Tri-County area lives between Deerfield and Pompano Beach. But 2 years ago, Brazilians scooped up Miami condos in record numbers. The real, Brazil's currency, was particularly strong and prices were attractive. Back home, Brazilians would have to pay three times the price for a comparable home. And today, more towers are being built in Miami with Brazilian clients in mind. Elizabeth Cooper Garcia is a realtor who uses some of the Portuguese she picked up in high school with her Brazilian clients.
They would speak to me half in Spanish and I would understand and I would throw in a Portuguese word.
She says buying a condo leads to more shopping.
The property gets furnished, you know, so they have to go to a furniture store. They need to buy linens, pots, pans, you know, if they're going to be using the place.
Ultimately, students of Portuguese want to learn the language for one of three reasons: loving the language, loving someone from Brazil, or loving money.
Brazil has become a country for business opportunities.
How do you say that in Portuguese?
Brasil agora é país para oportunidades de negócios.
And in a local economy that's still sputtering, many businesses are learning to say hello.
Oi.
To good customers. From the WLRN Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Karen Rundlett.
Após escolher o modelo que me interessava, o vendedor garantiu.
Any questions? Just follow Karen on Twitter at KB Miami.